Good evening. The news read by Colette Jani, the main points. The Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Kea, has condemned calls for schools boycott ahead of the upcoming academic year, urging parents and guardians to resist fear and ensure that their children go to school. Libya's central bank has announced the suspension of all its operations after a senior employee was kidnapped in Tripoli. And in sports, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi have emerged champions of the National Interpol 2024 after defeating Union Sportive of Abombang in the finals 1-0. Those were the main points, and now the news in full. The new Presbyterial Treasurer for East Mungo North, who is also new Parish Pastor of PC Etukebe, has been urged to take up his dual functions with a desire to serve God and humanity. The call was made by the Presbyterial Secretary for the East Mungo North Presbytery of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp Versha, while instituting Reverend Fosu Bernard G into his functions. Kari Kubong reports.
The solemn ceremony to institute the new treasurer of the East Mungo North Presbytery of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon saw authorities of the church describe the Reverend Fosu Bernard Ngi as one of the most spiritually upright and transparent treasurers of the PCC. After graduating from the theological seminary at the age of 25, the native of Bamenankwe in Mezam Division of the Northwest Region has a rich educational background in development studies and a master's degree in business management with a long-serving experience in multiple parishes of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon alongside other financial responsibilities to the church. While instituting the Reverend Fosu Bernard Ngi into his new functions, the Presbyterial Secretary for East Mungo North, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp, described him as an invaluable asset to the PCC.
I promise God being my helper.
He's one of our finest pastors and one of the best treasurers that the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon has. And the entire church holds him at very high esteem. We also pray that God should give him what it takes to continuously handle the finances of the presbytery meticulously as he is doing.
The new presbytery treasurer for East Mungo North and parish pastor of PC Etukebe, Reverend Fosu Bernard Ngi, called for the selfless collaboration of congregational and presbytery officials to assist him in his new functions.
I give glory to God for giving me this great task of serving him as treasurer and as parish pastor. I can only lean and depend on God with the collaboration of the presbyterial secretary, the pastors, the presbytery esco for strength.
The East Mungo North Presbytery, where the Reverend Fosu Bernard Ngi has been called to serve as treasurer, covers all Presbyterian churches in the center, south, and east regions of Cameroon.
Karen Kubong reports. In their still in religion, the Archbishop of Bamenda has strongly condemned calls for school boycotts ahead of the new school year, urging parents, urging parents and guardians to resist fear and ensure their children continue their education despite the ongoing socio-political crisis in the northwest and southwest regions. His Grace Andrew Kea delivered this message today during a holy mass attended by five bishops of the Bamenda Ecclesiastical Province at Our Lady of Fatima Parish, where they gathered to plan pastoral activities for the year. Fela Kezaya Fonja reports.
A highly animated mass at the Our Lady of Fatima Parish as Christians assembled to welcome the bishops from Kumba, Boyer, Mamfe, Kumbu and Bamenda for their annual meeting of bishops of the ecclesiastical province of Bamenda. His Lordship, George Nkwo, Bishop of Kumbu.
And this is a good opportunity for us to reflect, to evaluate, and to have some very clear directives as to how we can be more effective in our missionary work. The future is really bright because we have great opportunities, lots of openings. In spite of the difficult moment that we've gone through this crisis, we see that our schools are coming back to life, our people are very engaged in the church, our houses of formation are trouble.
Against the backdrop of the crisis, the bishops reiterated that the Roman Catholic Church stands on the side of education of children. The Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Keya, holds strong this view.
We, the bishops of the ecclesiastical province of Bamenda, have called upon all the parents to send their children back to school for this academic year, asking that the children have the right to go to school. We are not doing them a favor. It is their right as children to be educated, and therefore, let all the parents send their children to school and let the children themselves go to school without being afraid.
The Holy Mass also featured the administration of the sacrament of confirmation to 270 candidates of the parish, and the meeting of bishops is to last for 6 days, after which the resolution shall be made public to the Christians. Fela Kezia Fonja, Sierra TV Northwest.
We remain in Bamenda, where vulnerable children in the Northwest, including those displaced by the ongoing crisis, have received school supplies to help them prepare the new academic year. The donation, spearheaded by Pastor Sidoni Ayok of Winners Chapel International Bamenda, is part of the church's broader mission to support vulnerable populations through school fee payments, startup capital, and essential school needs, as Sylvain Banta reports from Bamenda.
This year's donation aims to ease the back-to-school preparations for children in the conflict-affected Northwest, where parents face significant challenges in providing for their children's education due to the ongoing crisis. Pastor Sidwan Ayok explains that the church's campaign targets over 3,000 children across the region.
We want to seize this opportunity in our trouble-hit regions, where many people don't have the means of sending their children back to school, support families through sharing didactic materials, books. Last year, we succeeded by the grace of God to give a couple of thousands of books, one to double. We're already having 5,000. We are doing it all our churches from Kambe to Wum.
Beneficiaries of this campaign express gratitude, noting that the support has given them the motivation to return to school in September with renewed focus on achieving better results.
I've received my book, Maxell Calculator. I want to thank the church for providing for us this thing.
Members of the church are committed to reaching out to as many children in the region, aiming to ensure that lack of basic school needs does not hinder their right to education amidst the ongoing unrest. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And over in the East Region, pupils of the government's primary school, Yanabot, in the Ngola subdivision, now have a conducive learning environment and basic didactic material to kickstart the new school year. The 6 classrooms constructed and equipped by a non-governmental organization called Hope for East Cameroon were officially handed over to the school authorities by the divisional officer of Ngoela, Guy Amba Amba. Tala Eti reports from Yanabot.
Before the construction of these 6 classrooms equipped with benches by the Hope for East Cameroon NGO, children of school-going age in the village of Yanibot, Ngoela subdivision, had to trek to the neighboring Republic of Congo for education. Wilfried Nkwala, mayor of Ngoela. We are happy to have received these 6 classrooms in our locality from the Hope for East Cameroon. We promise to make good use of it and also to sensitize parents to send their kids to this school come September. With assistance from Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, and some members of the elite, the Hope for East Cameroon is on a mission to encourage education in this part of the country by providing adequate schooling infrastructures. Dr. Evelyn Patience Memphil is president of the Hope for East Cameroon.
You will see those kids, they are going to neighborhood countries to go to study because they don't have infrastructure, they don't have school. So what we have done today is to give them the opportunity to go to school as other students of Cameroon to study, and they can have a brighter future than what they have now.
In the presence of the divisional officer for Ngoela, Guy Amba Amba, and members of the elite of the locality, some pupils of the village were handed school bags and didactic kits for a smooth start of the new academic year. Tala LT reporting for the CRTV in Yanibot.
Over 50 young Cameroonians have received end-of-course certificates in the fields of information and communication technology, In the Elizabeth Grace Institute of Simbok Yaounde, the certificates have been handed to the recipients by the resident representative of the African Institute of Computer Sciences, ERE Cameroon, Amanklode Abanda, who encouraged the beneficiaries to align with the government's import substitution policy by using digitization to improve locally made products. Helene Weden reports.
They have been exposed to the world of digitalization where everything can be done with the help of machines. Beneficiaries say with the skills acquired, their daily activities have been made simple.
Benita, this certificate I just obtained will like really help me a lot in my day-to-day activities, even in searching for a job. Because out there now, there are some jobs that if you don't have computer science, you won't get the job. Like maybe you go for a secretary or something in an office where you need to sit and use computer.
I'm called Yingfu Duduzita. I'm an economics teacher. I, as a teacher, is going to help me to do research to help students to improve in their academics. And it's also well going to help me to draw my lesson notes. It also helped me to further my studies.
The director of the Elizabeth Grace Institution, known as ELGRA, Jean-Marie Ndongo, has applauded the efforts made by the African Institute of Computer Sciences to help both their teachers and students in the use of ICT tools.
We are very happy to take part of this initiative, who is headed by Madame Chantal Bia, and during this training, I think those who were there received basic training in computer science, the basic training in entrepreneurship, and I think that we are waiting that they should go now and use what they learned here to put in place their own business.
For his part, the country representatives of the African Institute of Computer Sciences, Amanklode Abanda, has promised that the Digital Education Action will continue its works in the field to ensure a digitalized Cameroon.
And in culture, the new chief of the Bonambepe clan, Cyril Roger King Mbepe, has been installed with a call for him to rule with fairness and consolidate the unity and peace that reigns in the community. The call was made by some traditional rulers and men of God as they installed him in the Dimbombari locality. The ceremony was coupled with the presentation of the new fabric of the Bonambepe clan. And out of Cameroon, Libya's central bank has announced the suspension of its operation after a senior employee was kidnapped in the capital, Tripoli. The bank denounced the abduction of its information technology director, Musa Salem, in a statement this Sunday. And in sports, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi are the champions of the National Interpol's 2024. They defeated Union Sportive of Abombang in the final by 1-0 this evening at Ngwaikele Stadium in Yaounde. In the third place game, Mintak FC of the Upper Sanaga bashed Volcan FC of the Noon by 5-1. And that brings us to the end of the news. But before I leave, a reminder of our main points. The Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Kea, has condemned calls for school boycotts ahead of the upcoming academic year, urging parents and guardians to resist fear and ensure that children go to school. Libya's central bank has announced a suspension of all of its operations after a senior employee was kidnapped in Tripoli. And in sports, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi have emerged champions of the National Interpol 2024 after defeating Union Sportive of Abombang in the final 1-0. The news was presented by Kolejani. Thank you.